Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5, starting with the first verse, Paul says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access into this by faith, into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh God ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." That is reading the first 5 verses of Romans, chapter number 5. I have tried to preach about the grace of God on many occasions, but I always feel overwhelmed in trying to do so. I mean, it feels, to me, it feels much like trying to describe the beauty of the flower or the colors of the sunset to someone that's blind. How do you describe things so wonderful and so beautiful to somebody who's never seen at all? It is something best. It's enjoyed by experience. So it's not always easy to describe the grace of God. We often try to define it, and we'll say that it's action beyond the ordinary of what is expected. And that is true. It is the unmerited favor of God. We have heard it said on many occasions that God in mercy did not give us what we did deserve, but God in grace does give us what we did not deserve. We deserved the punishment and the wrath of God, and God in mercy did not give us what we deserved, that God in grace gave us what we did not deserve, which is salvation. Paul reveals in the passage I've read that our standing in God as a child of God is by the wondrous grace of God. Whether we realize it or not, your whole life then my whole life has been lived in the grasp of God's grace. From the day that I was conceived in my mother's womb till this very moment, God has had grace on my life. It was God that kept me safe in my mother's womb. It was God that brought me to birth. It was God that cared for me every day of my life by His wondrous grace. I'd like to try to just share a few thoughts today about the wondrous grace of God. The wondrous grace of God. In these verses that Paul has penned, I want to say, I noticed first of all something about what I am by grace. He says in the first verse, therefore being justified by faith. I realize that in that phrase, we don't see the word grace. But that phrase is surrounded by the grace of God. Paul said being justified by faith. Being justified. In the early parts of the book of Romans, Paul spent a lot of time talking about why none of us deserve salvation. Paul pointed out that whether we were Jew or Gentile, we all share the same problem. It is the problem of sin. He said in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Paul said it doesn't matter if you grew up wealthy or poor. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or Gentile. It doesn't matter what the outside circumstances are. Paul said we've all sinned and we've all come short of the glory of God because of Adam and Eve's sin in the Garden of Eden. Sin passed on to every man, every boy, every girl. You realize that these little ones that are so precious in our midst, there is even in their lives a sin nature, and God only can change that by the grace and the mercy of God. I realize that our good works, our kind deeds, our past heritage doesn't change our life to make us saved. God is a holy God. And man is too sinful to clean up, change his life. But Jesus came and bridged the connection between a holy God and sinful man. After explaining man's horrible condition, Paul declares that something has changed. That word therefore closes the door on what Paul has said about our past, but it opens the door to our glorious present. Paul says, therefore, because of Jesus, because of salvation, Paul says, we are justified. You realize we didn't need more ideas. We didn't need better works, education, and religion wasn't the answer to man's sinfulness. What we needed was a miracle of God. What we needed was salvation. Paul said in Romans 3:24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That is the very work of God. That those who are sinners, lost and undone without God, can be brought back in relationship with Jesus Christ and God. All sin broke that relationship. But thank God, salvation in Jesus Christ restores that relationship. Paul said it flows from the grace of God. Oh, he said we're justified. That word justified is legal terminology. It is the idea that God saw me in my sin. God realized I was condemned as a sinner. But mercy walked in. And grace came into my heart and life by the blood of Jesus Christ. And God took my sin, placed it on His Son, Jesus Christ. And God took the righteousness of His Son, put it in my heart. So now I am justified by the grace of God. God didn't do that because I was good to my neighbor. God didn't do that because I brought money in the plate on Sunday. But God did that because of the blood of Jesus Christ being applied to my heart, into my life. I'm not always what I'll be. I still fail the Lord much. Thank God because of the wondrous grace of God. I'm not what I used to be. I am a child of God since I gave my heart to Jesus. By His grace, changed my life. That's what I am, by grace. I'm justified. But then notice what Paul says. That what I have in grace. He says in the latter part of that first verse, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Paul said that I'm justified by grace, held safely in the grip of God's grace. But then he says, I've got a new relationship. He says there is now peace with God. We've got peace with God. One of the most sought after things in life is a genuine peace in the heart. That's why people go to the lynch. They go to try to find peace. Because there is an enmity toward God in their life. So they spend time with drugs or alcohol or other things trying to find that peace. Paul said when Jesus came in, I got a new relationship. I've got peace in my heart. Being there in money, success, education, fame or power, but none of those can bring peace. Peace only comes by the grace of God being applied in the heart. God, by the blood of Jesus, brings peace with God. But I don't only have peace with God, I have the peace of God in my life. It is the kind of peace keeps me calm in the storms of life. Paul said it was a peace that passeth understanding, that can rule in our hearts. Thank God when He sits on the throne of our lives, there's a peace that He gives. I'm glad I've got new relationships. But Paul also said, I've got new resources. In verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. I like the word access. That word means admission into or entrance into something. We have the access into the fullness of God's grace. The idea behind the word access is about being ushered into the presence of royalty. Thank God we have been allowed to be carried right in to God's place of grace, the throne of grace. We sung it a while ago, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. What a blessing it is just to have access by prayer to the throne of God. Paul said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. Can't tell you how many times I felt so overwhelmed in life and found me a place of a sweet hour of prayer where God just came where I was. Let me walk right in to the treasure house of His grace. Find grace to help me where I was at. Peter in 1 Peter 4 and 10 called it the manifold grace of God. That's the idea that God has various sorts of grace. Some may have the idea, well, I know God's grace helps in this, or I know God's got grace for that. Peter said it's a manifold grace. It doesn't matter what you need. God has grace for every need. Thank God He's given us supply for every need. Comfort for every sorrow. Strength for every struggle. Cleansing for every failure. All because we've got access to the grace of God. I have seen people that I have pastored in through the years. I have seen them on the lowest days of their lives. And I've seen the grace of God step right into their situation in need and hold them together. I want to tell you, thank God that we have access to the grace of God and the peace of God. But then lastly, I want to say just a word about where I'm going because of grace. Paul said in the last part of verse 2, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And he talked a lot about hope. Talked a lot about hope we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says here, he said, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. You say, preacher, what about that? I see, for one thing, I think about the glory that awaits for us. Think about what we shall be. Preacher, what will we be then? We're going to be free. Thank God I'm going to be free from sin. I'll never have another moment in my life where temptation overtakes me and I fail the Lord in some way of my life. Thank God I'm going to be free from temptation, from failure, from struggles with guilt. But I'm going to also be free from sorrow. Thank God He's going to wipe away all the tears of our eyes. I saw him on the face of Andy a while ago, talking about his dad and those things. I've seen it on many of your faces. You have seen the tears run down my face because of burdens and troubles of life. Thank God He knows every tear we shed. And one day, God's going to wipe away all those tears. We'll be free from sorrow. Thank God we're going to be free from sickness. There'll be no more disease. There'll be no more hospital beds. There'll be no more operating rooms, no more doctor visits. Thank God, no more funeral homes. There'll be no more chemotherapies. There'll be no more biopsies. There'll be no more treatments. There'll be no more news that burdens our hearts. There'll be no more families that hurt so deeply. Alice and I was out for a little while yesterday morning. She said, I'd like to go to Hamrick's and look for something, and we stopped by. And while we were in line, we were behind a woman and her daughter. Her daughter looked to be in her teens and was in a wheelchair, hand drawn. He and Alice talked about it. Later, and Alice said that she probably had cerebral palsy just the way that she looked and all. But I stood behind them in line, and I thought, not in heaven. Not in heaven. They ain't going to be in heaven. There ain't going to be nobody riding down the street of gold in a wheelchair. There ain't going to be anybody walking down the street with a cane or a walker. Thank God all those things will be gone. There's not going to be any of that. R.H. Cornelius wrote the words. And once he said, oh, I want to see him look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Thank God one day we're going to see him and all of the cares and the sorrows that break and trouble our hearts. Thank God it's going to be over because of the grace of God. He said the glory, the hope and glory of God. It's not only what we should be, but it's who we shall see. Thank God we're going to see the Savior. The one who loved us. The one who left heaven's glory and died on a rugged cross. Shed his blood that we could come to him as sinners. And he would change our lives. Oh, isn't it going to be wonderful just to bow his feet and say, thank you. Thank you for what you did for me in my life. Oh, but we're not only going to see the Savior, but we're going to hear the singing. Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing the songs of praise when they begin to cry, worthy is the Lamb. And they sing the song of redemption. Thank God I'm going to be in that crowd. But also we're going to see the saints, all of those gone before us, loved ones that are waiting over there. Thank God we'll see them. The old song said, I will not be a stranger when I get to that city. I'm acquainted with folks over there. Through the years, through the tears, they've gone one by one. But they wait at the gate until our race is run. Thank God I'm glad one day we're going to see all them that have gone before us. I'm going to see the sights. Can you imagine what it's going to be like seeing the tree of life bearing 12 manner of fruit? Every month, new fruit on the tree. Going to see the river of life clear as crystal. Alice and I crossed over down to Henry Mill Village Just the other day in class, I looked down. I thought, my, how green and murky and muddy that old water is. Thank God there's a river. Flows from the throne of God, clear as crystal. We're going to see that one day. Walls of jasper, gates of pearl. So beautiful to behold. All of that is waiting over there. We're not going to boast anything in that day apart from the grace and the mercy of God. All because of Him. Just, I've said it before, just one glimpse. Just one glimpse of that city. We'll wonder why we ever grumbled. Whenever we see Him, see them over there. What a day. What a day. Paul said, it's all because of the grace of God. I'm justified by grace. God has given me salvation now that I'm right with Him because of the grace of God. So I've got a new relationship, got peace with God. I've got access to the grace of God. And he said, I've got the hope of glory in my heart. By the grace of God, one day we'll be there. Those are just some things the Lord put on my heart this week. About the wondrous grace of God. I said it before I started up. Say it again now as I come to the end. I don't ever preach on grace and get to the end and feel like I've done it all justice. I've done it all justice. I didn't. Because it's so wondrous. So wondrous. My mind just went to a thought I heard. I believe it was Adrian Rogers made the statement. And I'm finished. He said he was at the bedside of Dr. R.G. Lee, former pastor of Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis. He said, I was by the bedside as he neared the crossing. He said the last words that he said, he looked at the men standing there. You could tell they said he was seeing beyond the ceiling. And he said, you know, I never did it justice. I never did it justice. I want to tell you, that's the way I feel with the grace of God. One day I stand in His presence. Maybe I look back and say, my, all them times I preached on grace, I never did it justice. Just because of where I am and what He's done in my life and my heart. Brother David, would you give us a song? We'll stand and sing today. I don't know what anybody may need. Salvation is available if you're lost. By the blood of Christ, through the grace of God, you can be saved today. It may be that you just need to be reminded God's got grace. That He saved you by His grace. He keeps you by His grace. Giving you access to more grace. And one day, by the grace of God, you're going to stand in His presence. So don't get weary and worn and give up by the way. Just keep trusting His grace. Press onward and upward. One day Jesus is coming. And we'll be home. Let's stand. And let's say, brother.